But on the line right now, a guy, he's been in the entertainment industry for a while, but still, you know, he's a young yam. But I tell you what, more energy, more vibes than a lot of the young people in the business, and you can learn a lot from him for sure. Some call him Hoggy. Some will say Ian. But this crop over again, we call him Skung Young. Skung Young, what's happening to you, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You come on my radio with this deep voice that you're trying to get somebody in trouble this morning, man. Sir.
My morning voice. That's all I can say.
As a morning voice.
As a morning voice, yeah.
So what have you been up to, man? I've been seeing you popping up here and there. Even before I got your release for this year, I saw a compilation you did with some artists and musicians from all over the place. So bring us up to date.
Well, you know, we were all locked down. And during the lockdown, I was coming to the studio, and on the way to the studio, this is just a little walk. I walked from the house to the studio. Okay, it's not a long walk. Mm-hmm. That song, Cover Me, just came into my head. I didn't even hear it on the radio or anything. It just came into my head. And I was thinking of a reggae vibe, and I just came in and started. So I put down the basic stuff, and then I started calling musicians and singers that I knew. We are all locked down, right? So nobody can come to the studio, so I got to find guys who actually have studio facilities and can do these jobs. So the first person I called was my former bandmate in England, Derek Taylor. He used to play in Rotary with me. I asked Dennis if he would play, and he played bass on that. Mike Aline, who was in Mississippi, we went to community college together. I met him at community college. He played the keyboards. Then I called David Shepherd, who was also I met at community college in 1970. Yes. And he sang the second verse. Who else did I call? I called Michael Wedge, my good mate from school. We went to foundation together. Mm. He did the first verse. I called my cursed mate, Biggie Irie. He did the bridge. My other cursed mate, Blood, he did the third verse. Yeah, third verse.
But what, you call him your what bit?
You say cursed. Not cursing.
just
although he does quite a bit of that, you know. And I read my namesake. He from the rare. He came on board late, but he did a good job. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how that one came about. But all the while I was prepared for Karpova, you know, I had tunes ready, you know, because I was under pressure. People were telling me, you know, it can't come worse than that. It's just like, you know, ease off, man. Give me a little break. So chemistry is the one you got so far. Mm-hmm. The two more coming.
So definitely coming. Not
coming. Two more coming.
Done, and you can hold on to them for a little
while. No. I'm sitting in the studio now looking at a song called Carnival. That's coming next. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the screen now. The Carnival's on the screen. Trust me.
Looking back at last year, I think it's safe to say that would have been a very successful year for you, making it to the finals of the Soca Monarch, Barbados, that one, the social commentary, definitely getting a lot of traction, getting you out there. Building on that, did you feel pressure? I know people are saying to you, you know, you do this year, but I mean, do you feel pressure to replicate that success or to do better this year?
Not really. Because that even So Happy. I So Happy was done so people could know that I'm back out with the studio, because, you know, it's changed studios and that blah blah blah. That bit, yeah?
Yeah,
I want people to be aware that, you know, I'm back out and I'm doing stuff. So that was a pleasant surprise that it was taken up and people liked it so much. That really, you know, heartened me. I felt heartened by that. But what I'm saying is, People were giving me this pressure talk. I think it was just a joke thing. I don't think people were just seriously wanna you know, hold me over for I'm gonna produce a certain quality. Whether you like it is another thing. You understand what I'm saying? That is the part. You know what I mean? So I just did what I do, man, you know. And hopefully chemistry will have a following as well. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. What goes into making the song for Skung Young? I've had the opportunity to just see how you vibe. I mean, it's amazing to just see how you and other musicians and artists just seem to have a vibe sometimes. Is it that same thing when you're going about making your music?
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something now. This is something I thought about. When you told me you wanted to interview, I was thinking, how do they get where I am? What caused me to have this particular song? And I remember when we went to work with Eddie Grant. Eddie Grant produced all those hits with Griner, Gabby, but et cetera. You know the Ring Band song.
Yeah.
And I realized that Eddie was older than us, and he was putting his flavor and using our youth and our way of looking at things. And the combination made that sound. And I was like, you know what? I do the same thing. Not intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
I work with young musicians. I work with the two musicians from Cover Drive, Barry and T-Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with some other younger musicians. So it's a mixture of me being brought up in the old style, so to speak, and these guys who are hearing young songs, new songs, they're putting their spin on it. Ultimately, I'm the producer, so I will decide, you know, what I want from what. But their mix with my mix is really my song. That's mm-hmm. the song right there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you mentioned working with the young producers. Do you think there's more of that needed, or is there enough of it where the young listen to the old and the old listen to the young to try to produce rather than trying to fight against each other? Because from an observer standpoint, it can sometimes seem that it's, you know, you against them. What is it in actuality?
But there's a lot of that rhetoric as well. You know, you hear many young people this and them old men. I don't really subscribe to that notion that this should be separate. I think that if you're producing a song and you're being really honest with yourself, you can't be just thinking of people, your peers alone. You gotta be thinking that maybe so and so, who is not from my genre mm-hmm. or from my era, so to speak, they can put something in here that would be great for this song, or the other way around. You know, mm-hmm. So I like working with the youngsters. That's the truth. I really like to hear how they hear things. You know what I mean? And I like it. I personally like it. I like it a lot.
Mm. I think you have an advantage. You gotta tell me how much this goes into your music. But you have an advantage whereas you played in several bands. You play different genres. I mean, everything yeah. from rock to reggae back to the same soca. How much Correct. Does that influence your production when it comes to the actual soca music now?
Well, you would notice that a lot of our producers are keyboard players. You hear a lot of keyboard songs.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's what they do, so you're going to hear a predominant amount of that. You will hear a lot of guitar. And this next track that I'm working on now will have that guitar kind of influence on it. Mm-hmm. I try not to lean too much to that, though, because some of it could get a little too masturbatory. I don't know if you use that word already.
Well, you know, you use it already, so.
But you know, you don't want to get too much into yourself. You don't too much into yourself. You want music to touch more than one, you know, type of person, age group, more than one ethnicity, more than one. You know, you want it to be as universal as possible. So that's why I try to do it.
But you know what? There's a lot of fusion going out there in music. Not yes, just in soca, you know, you see it in the reggae music, in the hip hop, the pop.
A lot of collabs, you know. As well, yeah.
Everyone's borrowing from each other, so that would be such a problem then if you bring your guitar, if it's heavy with the guitar, and you have the rock influence or whatever you choose mm-hmm. to put in there, would that yeah. be so bad?
I don't think it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be, but you'll see, because it's coming.
Yeah.
It definitely is coming.
You know, you're bringing two more songs, you say.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is probably the top of the totem pole in terms of number of releases from any particular artist, because obviously guys are looking and saying, well, you know what, there are not a lot of opportunities out there for performance, so let's just hold back on the releases. So guys that you'll probably get seeing maybe 3 to 5 releases, you're just maybe getting 1 or 2. Why go ahead and still release the number you're aiming for?
Because I think that radio needs more Barbie than music.
Mm.
Radio needs it, one. And you as an artist, I was doing my morning ride a couple of weeks ago, yeah? Mm. And the postman came down the road, came straight up to me because I do my ride in the garage. and gave me two checks from Costco. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want the postman to bring your money. You understand? So you have to put stuff on the radio mm-hmm. so you can get residuals. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. That's the perfect way to make your living. Residuals. You can't beat it. So
is that message really getting out there to the others?
Yes, and holding back and waiting for competitions. Nah. Get your music on the radio. Obviously, keep your level, your standard high, so that you play it. But yeah, that's what you want. You want to be sitting down pretty sharp. And the postman stops and say, "I got something for you there, Kashi," and you open a check from Costco. That's what you want.
Yeah,
you know, can't beat it.
Absolutely, and you got to start there. You know, and really get the music. Yeah. Out, you know, build that catalog as well. Build that catalog.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So next year now, you have more songs that you can perform with. You got the opportunity to be in more fest, more parties, whatever, more shows. I think it's a win-win. That's the truth.
Speaking of parties and shows, obviously, there's the absence of that this year.
Yeah, this year, definitely.
Parties and shows. Lots of guys
have seen that.
Yeah, lots of guys are actually turning to the internet, though, Instagram and Facebook. Some actually trying to find ways to monetize it. Have you looked at ways that you can do that there? Get yourself in addition to
it. I am currently looking at it, yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely looking at it. And it will entail, obviously, a deeper look at videos. You have to have videos. You have to have performance videos so you can see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think that's going to be another aspect of the industry that I think is going to blow up.
But also, what about promo videos? Can we see you getting a couple of those videos out?
Yeah, I intend to do a video for Chemistry, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to Salman Brown, who did video for Cover Me, by the way.
Yeah.
Salman did that whole thing without any direction for me. Just did it. It was great.
He's a talented fella, you know.
Top guy. Mm-hmm. Top.
Must be your last name.
It couldn't be. It can't.
So, I don't know, in the meantime, though, where can we find your music? Where can we find you online?
Well, I am Instagram at Beijing Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, Beijing Ian. Actually, starting my live performances this week. I should be at Car Beach Bar on Thursday.
Nice.
So we'll see how that goes.
One of your top fans, Cecile, is always messaging, and she says, "Yeah, I got to see Ian every time." So yeah, you got to say good morning to Cecile as well.
Yeah, Cecile brings up people too.
Yeah,
she doesn't just come by herself. So yeah. Top fan. Oh. Good morning, Cecile. I know you're listening. I can see that smile on your face. Don't mind Rita. Don't mind Rita.
That's an off-air story, probably. So.
Cool.
All right, well, Ian, I'm looking forward to the rest of the music as you release it, and hopefully looking forward to at least getting some of those live performances out as well over the season. Yes?
Yes, man.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot for passing through. Ian Skung Young.